家好 Hello everyone, welcome back to our pinyin lesson. In today's lesson, we are going to learn the sixth group of initials, which are zi, ci, si, yi, and wu. In the case of zi, ci, si, the first and the thirdare easy to tackle, since these two are quite similar to their English equivalents. Let's first start with zi. To pronounce zi, think of the final sound in the English word buzz. Prolong it, and that is zi. Let's try zi, zi, zi.Many people consider that Chinese characters are amongst the most difficult languages to read and write in the world. Here, Chinese characters is called 汉字, 汉字. Let's move on to 词. When pronouncing 词, prolong the final sound in the English word cats, which is TS.Ci. And that's the sound we are looking for. Say, ci, ci, ci. The Chinese word for cuisine is cai, cai, cai. Chinese cuisine is one of the most important aspects of Chinese culture and has a deep influence in Asia.Appealing to thousands of food hunters. So Chinese cuisine in Chinese is 中国菜中国菜 Do you like Chinese cuisine? 你喜欢中国菜吗你喜欢中国菜吗 The next one is 丝丝 as the first sound in snake, but make sureTo make it longer, say, si, si, si. Silk in Chinese is, si chou, si chou. Okay, for the last two, they are, yi and wu. Do they sound familiar to you? If you recollect the two simple vowels we've learned,yi and wu, their pronunciations are exactly the same as yi and wu respectively. The only difference is that the first two initials, yi and wu, can stand at the beginning of one syllable, but the last two vowels cannot. Let's start with yi. Make a smiling face, spread your mouth,and make the sound yi, yi, yi. The word clothes in Chinese is 衣服衣服 For 呜 round your lips like you're going to whistle, say 呜呜To dance in Chinese is 跳舞跳舞 Now let's review what we have covered. Today we've learned 滋滋滋一 and 呜 Which marks the conclusion of our lessons on initials. Congratulations!In our next lesson, we are going to learn about the changing of tones and the rules involved. Okay, that's all for today. 再见，拜拜。